Today, there are still hundreds of Indian reservations across the United States. Some tribes have been able to profit from the natural resources on their lands, for example, oil or fertile soil, and the inhabitants have become quite rich. On other reservations, the inhabitants run successful tourist businesses. But many tribes don't have good land, and the inhabitants live in poverty. Some reservations are open to the public, and the inhabitants welcome visitors. Sometimes there are museums and hotels. A few of the tribes even allow visitors to watch or take part in their ceremonies and dances. But not all Native Americans live on reservations. Many of them want to be part of U.S. culture. As you travel across the United States, you may meet quite a few Native Americans. The woman behind the hotel desk may be a Pueblo or a Cheyenne. The banker changing your money may be a Shoshone. And the boy at the fast food restaurant may be part Cherokee.